So today we've got the Beyond Benefit Street Symposium, and we've brought together a group of academics who are also people who come from the media industries, and we've asked them to respond to some of the key debates at the moment around the way in which media, or popular media, represents the working classes, and asking them to deal with these issues, for example, the issue of poverty porn. Particularly, we need to think about it from the point of view of higher education, and particularly media departments, because if we are the institutions that are turning out the next generation of media makers, the next generation of programme makers, what are our obligations? What are our responsibilities? So it's quite a broad remit. We're thinking about what's going on at the moment, asking people to talk about what's going on. And then we're also asking, okay, so what are our obligations? What do we need to do?
What's the problem?
I would say that the key problems, I suppose, are the demonisation of the working classes. That's something that you're seeing on a daily basis. You pick up your newspaper and you see that the blame for the situation that we're in at the moment is being put on the most vulnerable people in society. We're trying to think of alternatives, and that's really quite interesting today because we've got a group of people who can think about alternatives and actually have come up with alternative ways of, I suppose, talking about unemployment, dealing with those issues, actually giving voice to the people in the first place, passing the cameras over to those people and asking them to make the programmes.
The title of this event is Beyond Benefit Street. But who's responsible for the response to Benefit Street? Is it the programme makers, as you're suggesting, or is it the way journalists respond to a social media response to the programme?
Well, I think it's all of those things. I don't think we can narrow it down to one particular thing. We've got, obviously, the institutions themselves in the first place, the way in which, for example, the commissioning process works, the ways in which, as you say, media journalists report, then the way in which they respond, things that then happen on social media. And those are things that are actually being talked about in this symposium today.
My name is Dr. Lee Salter. I'm a lecturer in media and communications at the University of Sussex, and I'm also the writer and producer of the film Secret City.
Well, where do you think the problem comes from, or how is it exacerbated, the problem of the way people on benefits, for example, are portrayed?
I think that we need to look at kind of the media system as a whole. The newspapers, television stations have generally be owned by rich white men who benefit very well from the setup that we have, the economic, social and political setup we have. So at the very top, you know, there's an interest in perpetuating a particular worldview that the system we've got is the correct system and the right system. And anyone who doesn't benefit from that is simply being lazy, not working hard enough and so on. Underneath them, you know, you have executives who try to ensure that the message is more or less around that kind of set of concerns. But underneath you have journalists and writers and producers and filmmakers who are in a difficult situation, because whereas they may wish to portray working people and poor people in a more positive light, they often learn conventions of filmmaking, conventions of journalism, which means they prioritise a certain voice through which particular norms and ideas are understood. So I think we do need to work very hard in trying to get institutions like this, institutions that teach media, to actually break away from some of these conventions of television production, of journalism, in very interesting and new ways. At the moment, when you teach, say, for example, journalism, which is what I teach, you know, you teach them to continue the conventions, to continue the patterns of journalism, that you also teach them are problematic. So here's the problem, but carry on doing it.